Good evening, all. We are in the middle of Mitzvah 31, the Mitzvah to say Kiddush on Shabbos. So says the Chinuch Masharshe Mitzvah Zo, the root of this Mitzvah, what is it all about? Kadesh and Orer Mitoch Ma'aseh Zeh, right? That through this activity, we should sort of become Mitorer, we should be like inspired, like awakened up. This Kor Gedula Sayom, to remember the greatness of Shabbos. Why? V'nikba B'lavavino Emunas Chidosh Shalom, so that we can sort of solidify in our hearts that we believe that God created the world. How so? Why? Because the Torah says, Ki Sheish Zemim Asah Hashem Megomer, right? That God created the world in the 6 days. And what did he do on the seventh day? He rested. So if you realize that God, if you believe that God created the world and that he rested therefore on the seventh day, then we should therefore have a special day on the seventh day of the week to always rest, to sort of establish and sanctify. And that's the root of this mitzvah of Kiddush is basically emunah, in believing in God. And therefore, for this reason specifically, we are obligated to say Kiddush with wine. Why? Because when a person drinks a little bit of wine, it makes them feel a little bit better, and they become, quote-unquote, more mitorer, more inspired. Shehu soedu misameach, because it satiates and makes someone happy. Hukuvar amarti lecha, and the Chinuch has already told us before, ki lefi hitorut ha'adam u'maaseyu, that both following a person's excitement or inspiration and their actions, yispael el hadvarim la'olam, a person will be influenced towards this. So if a person says Kiddush in a very excited fashion, then through that action and through the excitement of that action, a person is going to come to strengthen their belief in God. Based on this reasoning of this mitzvah, the Chazal tell us in the Gemara that what? Shimha pas chaviv al adam yoter, that if a person likes bread more, some guy is like really into bread, much more than wine or grape juice ever, sheikadei shal pas, that a person can actually make Kiddush on bread. Ki az mitorer tivo yoter lemashu hutayiv, because he's going to become more excited by eating bread than he will by drinking wine. But, says the Chinuch, there's a problem with that. The FLP should be Yitzias Hayom Lo Amrukin. Chazal did not say that when it comes to Havdalah, you can do it on bread. You can only use wine or anything that sort of fits into that category. You have to make it on wine no matter what. Gam bazet sadku. Don't worry, says the Chinuch. Chazal were also right about this one. Why? Kihim zechorim levracha, because their way of is gam haTorah hashlema, and also the way of the Torah is all perfect. Yivcharu leolam barov. How do they decide the halacha? How do they decide what to do? To go based on the rov. What's the rov over here? What's the majority? Ve'emes in truth, ki rov haolam yitavu el hashtiya b'motzei Shabbat yoter min ha'achila. Most people in the world want to drink on Motzei Shabbat and don't want to eat. Why? Lefisha kavar kavu suda gadola b'yom lechvod haShabbos, because people have already had three big sudas the entire Shabbos, and now they're going to have some more bread for Avdala. No person in their right mind, the average person, would want to eat some more. So therefore, since most people would want to drink now, then Chazal said you could only make Avdala on wine or a beverage and not on something like bread. And now, with that in mind, that all of Chazal's intentions in this mitzvah, in the laws of this mitzvah, are to sort of guide us to follow this mitzvah with more strength and enthusiasm. So Chazal don't need to explain why we have to have a revius of wine, right? That's the minimum requirement of how much you have to drink. To pachos mizeh hashira ino ra'oi, that when you have less than a revius, no one's going to be affected by that. You need to have at least a little revius, and that'll get you going. V'lo yitarer lev ha'adam alav. If you have less than that, you're just not going to be excited by it. V'asher chivunu b'hadach hazakos. Similarly, Chazal also say, before you make Kiddush or Avdala, there's a halacha. You should make sure the cup is clean. You should rinse out the cup. And also, that you should not drink or eat anything until you make Kiddush on Friday night. That there's a halacha, you have to make Kiddush in the place that you're going to eat your meal. All this calls out. All of these laws can all come back to the roots of the fact that you have to be excited and inspired by your Kiddush, so that your belief will also be affected by that. So we'll stop right here. There's a little bit more to do, but for now, we will stop right here, and going tomorrow, we'll finish up this mitzvah.